For those of you who have the benefit of being a part of a homeowners association.
The benefit?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Sometimes, you know, you get those emails about maybe how your yard looks, how you are or are not shoveling your snow. So when Catherine received this email from her homeowners association after it had snowed a little bit there in Tennessee.
Just a dusting, really.
Yeah, a dusting, really. And they were kind of vague at first, and they were like, hey, we're fining you $100 because of this snow. And she's like, huh? I don't get it. So she drives a Honda, and she was parked out front of her house. And when she left after the dusting of snow, it left, well,
an outline.
A void. Of where her car was.
Yes, it left an outline of where the car was.
And so, according to the Homeowners Association sent her a photo.
Like, look what you did.
And
this is why we're angry.
And we're angry because of the children in the development.
Uh-oh. They don't need to see this filth left behind by your Honda.
It looks like a penis.
Okay, listen. Why did you say it like that?
It looks like
the shape of it.
It's a Honda wiener.
Okay,
it's a Honda wiener.
It's
left a quote penis shaped gap.
Stop.
In the snow in the parking space outside
it's
her
aggressive
home.
I like the word wiener better.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I'm just quoting what the email from the homeowners association to Catherine said. They're fining her $100 for something she couldn't literally even control.
There is no way you can control that. It's literally just her car.
But
and
I gotta
then
be honest,
when she left.
I own two Hondas, and I'm wondering what kind of Honda she has. I have an Accord and I have an Odyssey, and that's impressive.
That is really interesting.
She has a very dirty, dirty Honda.
Like, well,
that is not me.
That is an impressive. It's
girthy.
Girthy?
Okay.
It's got girth.
I'll say that.
So you agree.
It doesn't fill up the parking space.
Yes, that's what we'll say.
It's not as long maybe as
that's what we'll say.
As we were hoping. Are we hoping for?
I don't think we're hoping anything about this. This is bad. The point is, it was a dumb fine because she can't do anything about that.
I know, and actually, they retracted their fine.
I was going to say.
And they took it back. They were like, okay, sorry, misunderstanding.
Let's turn it on them and say your dirty brain interpreted it like that.
Yeah,
it is literally the mark made from my car, the outline that the car made when it snowed. Seriously.
All I know is that I have two Hondas, and, well, they don't leave marks like that. And I'm a little jealous.
I'm done. I can't with you.
We did get one tweet that says from Jason said could be the Honda S2000 that made that mark because they have kind of a long, engine area like the front end that comes to a point. Just saying.
So we're dissecting to try to figure out which model of Honda made that, I guess, shape.
Now here is the. Now, conspiracy theory that this is going to come out as being completely fake. And I'll tell you why. Many people are now pointing out where are the tire tracks leaving the scene.
That is an excellent
point,
detectives.
Because if you look at the picture, it's just, it's like
it's
someone
just the shape.
Picked up the car.
Airlifted it out.
You're right. The car was abducted in plain sight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It was abducted in plain sight.
So this woman, Catherine, who apparently got the $100 fine from her homeowners association for the shape that her Honda left when she left to go to work after it had snowed and the void kind of looked like a wiener.
Yeah.
May not even be true because where are the...
Is this hashtag fake news?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Are we debunking it right now?
Where are the tire tracks leaving?
A very good question.
Catherine sounds like a rascal.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what.
Strange things are afoot.
Yeah.
In that parking lot.
And you can't say that the snow covered up the tracks because it would have also covered up the wiener.
The entires. Well.
There you go.
Greg's on board with me. He says maybe it's a flying car like in the Jetsons.
No. No, that's no, silly. Don't that's, no. Can't.
We're not going down
Sorry.
That lane.
I'm no, just saying.
You can't take us there.
Carrie texted in and said, my homeowners association posted that anyone caught with their grass over a certain length was to be fined. And she said she was going to go around and measure it. Wow.
That's,
that is vicious right there.
The homeowners police.
Yeah, there you go.